Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
I don't need to tell you that South Africa's credit landscape is evolving and credit active individuals are on the rise. Total loan balances have hit 2.5 trillion rand. Credit card usage is still climbing. That outpaces inflation. And there is a warning sign. Overdue balances are creeping up. Only 2% of people in default are now seeking debt counselling. I want to look at that in a little more detail. Joining me is Andrew Fulton, director at 8020. I want to look at the latest credit stress report and maybe look at what these trends mean for consumers and the economy. Andrew, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. This steady rise in credit active individuals, what does it say about our current economic recovery?
Yeah, hello, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, it's interesting. It's 1.4% growth in number of credit active individuals. So relatively modest. I mean, it's hard to think of a benchmark to kind of compare that against. But if you think about inflation, it's between, 3 and 5%. It's modest, but it's growing. So I mean, you want people taking out credit. You want people getting into the economy, borrowing and buying. But yeah, it's 1.4% growth in credit active and then 1% in credit products.
And of concern is that credit card and retail loan balances are growing faster than any other credit type. Why and what would the risk around that be?
Yeah, I mean, so we've seen a growth of actual 30% since 2021 in credit card balances. And as you mentioned, they both continue. Credit card growth has lessened in the last year, but it's still growing faster than inflation. So, what that suggests is that consumers are coping with their financial challenges of rising prices and stagnant salaries by taking out easy to access unsecured credit in the form of both retail and credit card. The other thing that we're noticing is we've got a segmentation at 8020 called the ENS segmentation, and the wealthiest segment, the heavy hitters, are actually not only taking out more retail credit, but also going overdue on that retail credit. And so you're thinking, somebody that's making 40, 50,000 rand a month, going overdue on a retail card is not a great sign.
It's not at all. And how close then do you think that bubble is to bursting?
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard thing to kind of say. We've had a long period of quite negative economic indicators. What was nice when we first started putting this article together, about a month ago, the economic indicators were looking quite good. 1.4% down in terms of unemployment. Government of National Unity seems to be working, and people are fairly positive about that. Inflation at a four-year low. So, SARB has cut the repo rate twice, hoping that will kind of ease things for consumers. I mean, inflation being down doesn't mean that things will get cheaper, but at least the prices will stop rising as quickly, and hoping that consumers can kind of catch up and continue to make ends meet while their salaries catch up with their debt burdens.
So if we find ourselves in this very parlous position, there are long-term risks, surely, for our dependence on credit when it comes to sustaining consumer spending. So it would be the retail sector that should be looking at this nervously.
Yeah. I mean, the retail sector, most definitely. I mean, one of the saddest sort of facts that we get through in this report is the number one reason people borrow in South Africa is for food. So when we talk retail, it's not only sort of clothing and shoes and maybe things people could do with less of, it's food. So yeah, the entire retail sector in terms of grocery, clothing, shoes, everything.
So we find ourselves in this position, or many South Africans do, yet so few who are in default or close to default take advantage of debt counselling. What is it? Is it embarrassment? Is it not understanding the process, or a combination of both of those?
Yeah, I mean, we'd love to do some more sort of primary research to figure that out. We've got a number of hypotheses. When we started this, we always try to focus on one additional piece of the credit market, and this quarter we decided to look at debt review. And, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, you've got 20 million credit active people. About 43% are in default on one or more loans. And that means that, you know, they're more than 3 months behind on payments. So that means that about, for South Africans in default, about 2% apply for debt counseling, which is a shockingly low number, you know, considering there's $200 billion in overdue balances on debt in South Africa. So when we're looking at that, you know, some of the hypotheses are, as you said, it's embarrassment. Quite often, the spouse doesn't know the debt situation, so going to debt counseling kind of makes that an obvious thing. There's definitely a very low financial literacy in South Africa, so even understanding the impact of interest rates is a challenge, let alone that there is help out there in the form of debt counseling. And the other thing is, you know, the process takes between 3 and 5 years, and you're not allowed to take out additional debt during that period. So that's another thing. If people have been used to kind of just extending their debt and taking out debt to make ends meet, that could be a concern as well.
Andrew, I'm trying to find a silver lining here because we are less than a week away from Christmas Day, and there is a bit of current economic optimism. We have better inflation and maybe a slight uptick as far as employment is concerned. What do you think the outlook then is for credit trends moving into 2025, or do you still remain concerned?
I do remain concerned. I mean, what we did notice is that the quarter-on-quarter growth of retail credit in quarter three of the quarter that we were reporting on, was the highest it's been outside of the festive season in at least 3 or 4 years. And we know that going into quarter four, the retail credit expands dramatically because people are borrowing to pay for food, alcohol, presents, everything that the festive season is about. So that is a bit of a concern that it is a bit higher. But as I said, you know, like there are some positive economic signs. You know, the nice thing about one silver lining, the percentage of people in credit defaults down more than 8% from last year. And that could just be that people are frozen out of the credit market, but it is a positive sign. But yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that the 2025 will start with some better economic news.
And in that respect, then, is there anything that policymakers and financial institutions need to do to reprioritize a healthier credit environment?
Yeah, I mean, I'm often less hopeful that the government's going to sort out our problems than we should sort them out ourselves. And I would just say, you know, to your listeners and to anyone else, if you are experiencing credit stress, there is help out there in the form. You know, Debt Busters is a company that takes care of those issues. If you're in default and you're looking for help, there's a number of companies that can help and just ease that burden, get you through that credit stress and into a better financial position in the future.
Seek help earlier rather than later. I'm going to leave it there. Andrew Fulton, thank you very much indeed, director at 8020, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again in the new year.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.